Okay, so welcome back. We've just been talking about Russian spies, and the word I was looking for, I couldn't think of it. I said exotic. It's glamour. It brings a bit of glamour, I think. Russian spies. You know, you got a thing of James Bond, haven't you, when you think of Russian spies? I love all that. Oh, dear. Anyway, moving on. Sometimes it... I don't know, I just think real life is so much better than fiction, you know? I do. Fiction is nice, novels are nice, but sometimes, you know, when they say, oh, you couldn't make it up. It's true, I say. It's true. Okay. Anyway, I'm getting rather excited today for some reason. So we did that, and we did the Concorde thing, which I think... we used to hear Concorde fly past the house every year for the Grand National. All the rich people used to sort of fly across. And although it's obviously, you know, miles and miles up in the air, you could hear it. It was so loud. And that's something you sort of miss. So it's amazing how something happens in another country and it changes your life. It's amazing. Now, the thing about the health and safety is they were talking at the time of Halloween, how people had, I don't know who it was or what the situation was or even if it was true, but I believe the health and safety people had said you could try sort of duck apple, bobbing for apples, I think the Americans call it, but try it without the water because, oh, that's it, something to do with there would be bacteria in the water or something, which is bad for your eyes or bad for your teeth or something, and try doing it without, because the water, obviously, it's only water, hasn't got chlorine in. Is it chlorine or chlorine? I say chlorine normally, but just then I think I said chlorine, which I think is how Americans say it. There was an episode of the A-Team where Face Man was thrown through a window into a pool, and he said, chlorine. Chlorine. Sounds nice, doesn't it? Hello, chlorine. Anyway, got this thing with the health and safety, and it drives me crazy, all this health and safety stuff. And I was using the sort of over-the-top example of how, you know, you can sort of go in the pool, but the water's dangerous, so we'll take the water out. And it's like, what's the point? That's obviously doesn't happen, I don't think. But the one about the coffee mornings where you can't have hot beverages, that's true, I believe. So all those sort of things sort of do drive me crazy. But on the issue of for instance, the Concorde, I think this is an important issue because, you know, health and safety are there for a reason. And 9 times out of 10, they're doing their job. They're supposed to be improving things, making things better for you. And I think it's a great idea. It's like when they say, you know, most accidents happen in the house. Touch wood. I've never... Actually, yes. It happened to me. All these sort of activities where you sort of put lots of protection gear on, or you think, I won't ski down that particular slope because it looks rather nasty or whatever. Not that I've ever skied in my entire life, by the way. But, you know, all these sort of analyses that you make about, you know, we all make risk assessments all the time in our lives when you're crossing the road or whatever. And the biggest injury I've had in maybe the last decade occurred in my house last summer when initially I was blaming the... Because I'd got out of the shower and sort of slipped. And I blamed the fact I had wet feet. And I slipped and sort of banged my left knee. I did the splits as well. So things could have been far worse than actually happened. I could have been speaking with a very high voice round about now, but like the Bee Gees or something. But it was much, you know, it wasn't as bad as I thought. But I whacked my knee on the floor, and I spent most of the summer hobbling about in agony. So, and that happened in the house. So it's kind of true. Most accidents occur in the house. But it would be nice if health and safety people were able to give you, you know, sort of sound advice and help you to, you know, avoid accidents. So let's hear it for health and safety. Hip hip hooray. And all that. I think on the whole, they do a pretty good job.